You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. It's another Monday, the beginning of another week. Before we go into today's words, followed by prayer, let's engage prayer, but coming from Matthew chapter 12, verse 38. It says that, or it reads, "Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh." That's, and then we move to 43 of Matthew 12. "When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. So shall it be also unto this wicked generation." Jesus was referring to the rejection of God's word. It's not about deliverance. Normally, we use, many have used this scripture for deliverance, that someone being filled with an evil spirit, and all, but Jesus was talking about the nature of the generation. They are so wired to believe what they see, such that they don't walk in faith, and they reject the work, the word of God. And says that the spirit then now goeth, and when he comes and he finds a place swept clean, meaning that the rejection of the word of God, which will ignite faith. Said that he comes in and brings in more seven more wicked spirits. That means that the end of that person becomes worse, that now their doubt level moves to an alarming degree, that it becomes a stronghold in their mind that they just totally reject the word of God. These things happen all around us, that we can keep coming for meetings and keep attending meetings, and yet no transformation, because in our minds we keep rejecting the word of God. It must never continue. We must experience transformation by God's word. So right now we are praying for mercy for all members of Glow Music, that let there be increase of our faith to receive God's word, so that we can experience transformation, or the will of God in the lives of all members under this vision. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. In the Jesus, let no stronghold in the minds of members reject the word of God. Let us experience transformation. Transformation by the word of God. Transformation by the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word not fall unto deaf ears, but let your word penetrate our lives. Let us experience transformation by the word. Transformation by your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Transformation by the word. In the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Let's remember, we are still in the season empowered by grace from Psalm 84, verse 11. The Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Today's theme is let the blessing lead the way. I think it's the seventh encounter under which we've been looking at benefits of the Lord's leading. This is the sixth encounter under that subtopic. Now, our opening scriptures as previously is Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. And I would wish that the media team would do a playlist of all the benefits of the Lord's leading so that we can listen from one to the next to the next. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, be made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. As from this scripture, I realized that the promise of the Spirit was talking about the Holy Spirit. So anyone or every believer has this promise of Abraham, which is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in our lives, or the coming of the Holy Spirit into the lives of the believer. The Holy Spirit is the same as the blessing which we have received through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, there are benefits. There are benefits when we are led by the Spirit of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the same as the sons of God. There are benefits, and we'll be looking at benefits. Benefit five, we continue, is undeniable victory. Undeniable victory. In Psalm 23, verse 5, it says that thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. So let's break it down and then look at some key points in there. The first is that enemies are part of God's plan. Now, we see that reflected in Psalm 23, verse 5, that it's in the presence of the psalmist's enemies that God prepared a table. And so enemies are part of God's plan. Otherwise, he would totally annihilate, eradicate completely all enemies. But no, enemies are part of God's plan. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 7. It says that faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. So whether we like it or not, enemies are part of God's plan. That is why we require wisdom. Wisdom will show you how to deal with enemies. When you look at dominion, it's in the entirety, dominion. The root of dominion, you exercise dominion. Say, thou shalt have rule over thy enemies. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Without enemies, dominion is just in part. As part of the dominion package is to rule enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I thank God for enemies in our lives, and by dominion, by wisdom, through dominion, we'll rule all of them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, it says, and I'll make of thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And verse 3, and I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. If there were no enemies, the Lord will not be cursing the enemies as part of the package that he gave unto Abraham, which we have also inherited through Christ Jesus, that he, the Lord, will bless those who bless us and curse those that curse us. May we never be cursing people, not to receive curses in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, in number two, favor attracts enemies. Favor attracts enemies. So enemies are part of God's plan. That's one. And point two, favor attracts enemies. Now we see Joseph's brothers hated him because of his father's love. In Genesis chapter 37, verse 3, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. Wow. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren. See, and they hated him yet the more. Okay, so Joseph comes on the scene in his father's old age, and because of the situation or circumstances surrounding, he loves the boy extremely. And the boy is favored, serious favor. And then you find his brothers, even before he started sharing the dream, they hated him because their father loved the boy. We also find here, Jesus pleased his father and he was hated. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. After a while, Jesus, and in John 5:14, so from Matthew 3:16 and 17, we move to John 5:14. After all, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. So this man had a condition. Jesus healed him, and then Jesus instructed him not to tell anyone. And then right from there, he goes to tell people. And therefore the Jews persecute Jesus, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, my father worketh hitherto, I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his father, making himself equal with God. Now we see here that Jesus was working. He was a hard worker. I believe that any business owner loves hard working people. Not wasters. Not people who will give them problems, but people who ensure that they are doing their work. When you send someone, you expect the person to go and do the work properly and come. It's only a lazy person who brings trouble when they are sent on an errand. So of course, and you see Jesus' reference here that his father is working too, he must work. So he worked, or he had a certain approach or a certain level of wisdom by which he operated. And his father would love him. His father would love him because this was someone who was dutiful and purposed to fulfill the task which had been given to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, we know that he grew in stature and he grew in wisdom. And he found favor with God and with man. You see, but others felt opposed and they hated him. They felt that he was not doing what they liked and they hated him. So wherever you find favor, whether you are working hard, you could be serving in the choir, being hard, you come on time, you sing what you are supposed to sing, you do all that, then sometimes you find other people all of a sudden just hating you because you are favored by the pastor, you are favored by the director, you are favored because you are dutiful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you don't necessarily have to go and kill someone or go insult someone. No. Even in executing your duties rightly, where you are favored, you also experience favor, you see enemies emerging all around. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And our closing, okay, so we have about two more points, but I think our time is up, so we'll end here and then we'll continue the next time we meet. But we are going to pray. But however, before we all pray, if you haven't given your life to Christ, Psalm 51 verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We are supposed to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. And it is only a renewed spirit that can walk by the Holy Spirit. And to do that, you must give your life to Christ, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. He has been sent by Christ, on Christ Jesus' behalf by his Heavenly Father. So you ought to submit to the authority of Christ for the Holy Spirit to take over your life. And that is when you experience divine wisdom, because you move by the Spirit. So just say this short prayer after me. That, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. Today, I surrender fully my life unto you. I repent from all my wicked ways. Have mercy upon me and forgive me, Lord. And from today, I ask that please be the Lord and the Savior of my life. Come into my heart, Lord, and have your seat in my life. And Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you alone. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Now, please, all of us, let's say this prayer. Thank you, Father in heaven.
Thank you, Father in heaven.
For your love bestowed upon me.
For your love bestowed upon me.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for the sacrifice you made for me.
Thank you for the sacrifice you made
for me. And for daily making intercession for me.
And daily making intercession for me.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I humbly ask that you ignite my heart.
That you ignite my heart.
With godly love.
With godly love.
For you.
For you.
And to extend this love.
To extend this love
to others, including my enemies,
and to wage war
in the spirit by understanding. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In your own words, by understanding, and also in the language of the Spirit, please. Let's lift our prayer.
Musicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. Hallelujah.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.